speaking of bosses, I want to introduce this man because he knows all things draft, been a guru for a very long time. Good morning to you, Kevin Sheehan.
Jay and Joey, great to be with you guys. Hey, just less than a week to go to the biggest night in the year for, I suppose, the young hopefuls that are out there.
It's going to be a massive night, of course, the AFL draft coming up. Shifter, can I just ask you about 2001? Do you sort of remember a very skillful, maybe a bit plumpy sort of Italian kid who came along with pick 37?
Plumpy? No, I was a skinny little runt back in 2001.
What was Joey? Do you remember Joey
kilos.
Back?
I do so. The dash was there. Very outside he was. He's the one that led the fence to keep him in. No, but no, he's the dasher. Absolute dasher. Choice 37. That draft, Joey, I was reflecting a little bit during the week. There were 17 guys that played more than 200 games. That's why it's the super draft. There were 5 Brownlow medalists. In fact, you look it up, 29 more than 100 games. So that's a 50% strike rate in terms of guys being pretty useful players, but it's the champions at the top. Gee, Montagna, he's up there with Hodge and Bartel, Del Santo, James Kelly, Stevie J, Sammy Mitchell, Gary Ablett Jr., of course. What a draft it was. And some people, and we're comparing this draft to that super draft of 17-odd years ago. So we're very bullish about what's about to come into the AFL comp.
That's what I wanted to ask you about, Shifter. I'm hearing that this draft is going to be compared to that 2001 draft, but let's be honest, they've got pretty big shoes to fill. You just read out some of the accolades. Is this crop going to be as good as the 2001 crop?
No.
Well, we're crystal balling, of course, aren't we? But I tell you what, we'll tell you about some of the boys early, and the names that I think the fans out there will get used to. They'll turn into household names in the AFL world, no doubt. The King Twins, everyone will talk about them in the next week. They'll be the first ever twins to go in the top 10. There's no doubt about that. And only about the 6th set of twins in draft history. The Scott boys, of course, the Loneys, can you get the others? The Phoebes were in the first ever draft 33 years ago, and they went to the same club, Matthew and Stephen. Phoebe went to Melbourne. So there hasn't been that many. The Wakelands, of course. But these boys, they are massive. 204 centimetres is max, so that's 6'8". And his brother is 202. So again, just a smidgen under the 6'8". They're big boys. Max is the one that did the ACL early in the year after kicking 8 in the first game. He looked like the certain number one.
Boy.
And he's been doing his rehab down with the Saints too. Joey?
I've seen that, Shifter, and I want to ask you, to cut you off, about these tools, because we've seen the last two drafts that key forwards haven't necessarily gone in as early as they did previously. Are clubs starting to get a little bit scarred by these tall forwards that are the best players in under-18s? And we look at Tom Boyd, Paddy McCartan, Shacky, Peter Wright, they're all top 10 draft picks that haven't quite yet delivered at AFL level. Is that the bit of the, I suppose, the nervousness about these King boys taken so high in the draft?
Well, they're all a wee bit different, all the boys you mentioned too. And you look at these boys, and Max is, we said about the knee, but he's a boy that's pretty special. He's quick and agile. He's not just a big-bodied, tall forward that with one trick like a big, strong mark that plays inside 50. He gets around the ground magnificently. So his athletic ability, he's marking at the highest point. Reminds us of a Tom Lynch, the Tom Lynch from up. Well, down to the Tigers now from the Gold Coast.
Now you're talking, Shifter.
200 centimetres, that type of guy. Whereas Ben King, maybe a Harris Andrews, you'd think of him, or even a Joey Danaher, someone like that. Lightly built, but he can play both ends of the ground, Ben. He could go down back for a start where he was. The best player for the Australian under-18s early in the year, they play one game as a national squad against a VFL opponent, normally made up, it was the North Melbourne team this year, made up of about 15 listed players. He was the MVP on the ground playing in defence. So these boys are ready to step up and play. It's their speed and agility that sets them apart. They mark it at the highest point like Joey Danaher at his best. So I think they're very worthy, top fives, even as tight as that, I reckon, the pair of them. But throw in two other tall boys, Lukosius, Precocious.
Yep.
It'll be said many times in the next decade about this tall forward who could also go to centre-half back. So if it's a bit tough on the young, lighter body early up forward, and it can be the way the game's played now, put him at centre-half back. He's an outstanding athlete. He reminds me of Nick, a young Nick Revolt, really, who did start back as a kid at 17 before he got to St Kilda. In his 17th years back, then he went forward the next year and become the number one choice and one of the great stars of the game. And this boy is very much like him with his smooth running, his natural feel for the ball in the air, whether it's on the lead. He gets off his opponents with his speed and then he works them over as well like Nick did.
Like,
that boy, and there's a kid called Nick Blakey who'll be bid for. He'll probably be the first bid. Son of John, of course, that have chosen the Swans as his club. He could have gone to, up there with the Lions or to the Kangaroos under the father-son rule, but has chosen the Swans. So he'll be subject to a bid. The other clubs will decide his value. Someone will bid there, and the Swans have got to then upgrade using points to take him at the spot where he's bid, and I think that'll be in the top 10, somewhere in the top 10. So they're four tall boys that'll be in that 10.
It's a perfect rundown, Shifter, mate. We appreciate that. Just very quickly, do you think Patrick Dangerfield said Sam Walsh could have played AFL this year? How much impact can he have for the Blues next season before we let you go?
Well, if they take him, and I suppose they will, look, he's like a Bryce Gibbs or a Mark Murphy that played straight away. They took them as midfielders and... very composed young man. He's a jet. Absolutely.
Well, we look forward to the draft, mate. We absolutely can't wait for it. Thank you for the rundown on the top 10 players. You do that better than anyone else. We can't wait for the AFL draft next week. Kevin Sheehan, we thank you for your time this morning.
All the best, boys. Looking forward to it.
He's the guru. And you remembered you, Joey, that silky outside
yes.
play?
I was worried he was going to go through every player in the top 10 in that segment. I thought, oh, no, he hasn't got up to pick 8 and 9 yet. But he knows a lot, and it'll be interesting to see. And we'll recap next Saturday for the show after the draft and have a look at how the club's all fared.